Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, the only radio show on the dial that translates geek speak into street speak. Even if you're more tech shy than tech savvy, you'll understand everything discussed this hour without the need for a degree in computer engineering. Popular topics on Tech Talk include computers, great websites, high definition televisions, mobile phones, camcorders, audio equipment, GPS nav units, digital cameras, and video games. Tech Talk is brought to you by theultimatesteel.ca. Canadian college or university students can get a copy of Microsoft Office Professional Academic 2010 for just $89. That includes 2010 versions of Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, Access, Publisher, and OneNote. Now that's a steal. Visit theultimatesteel.ca for details. Well, I hope everyone is having a great day on this sizzling Sunday, August 29th. As many students might be aware, and I'm sure they're all in denial, that it is almost back to school time. So today's show is devoted to spicing up your PC, especially for students who need some handy accessories, including mice, keyboards, and a webcam. And I'm a huge fan and user of webcams, the Lifecam brand in particular, for not just for personal purposes where I'm traveling and I want to see my kids before they go to sleep or blow a kiss to my wife, but I also use it professionally, including my weekly CNN segment that I now host on Sunday afternoons. I always get an email from a viewer who says, "What did you use for that? You know, that chat?" And I tell them it's a high def webcam. It's great. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. You can add some pizzazz and longevity to your computer by picking up a few key peripherals. And so joining me today is Charles Chang, hardware manager for Microsoft Canada, to help answer your questions about hot PC accessories for students and other computer users. Welcome to the show, Charles.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Pleasure having you. This is not your first visit, so it's always nice to see you.
Yep.
Charles will tell us about a cool back-to-school contest Microsoft is hosting as well. So you're going to want to hear all about that. So stay tuned to Tech Talk from now till 1 p.m. So we're going to open the lines if you have any questions or comments about recommended hardware for students, you know, to keep them productive and maybe entertained throughout the school year. It's not just about the computer, which is sort of the hub of their world, but also the accessories, you know, to add to it, which really can enhance and enrich the experience. On that note, I'll tell you about today's amazing grand prize in a moment, but the numbers to call in to speak to Charles are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-877-518-5151, or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. We're chatting about PC accessories today. That's our main theme for the show. 416-872-1010, 1-877-518-5151, or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. Maybe you've got questions about buying a keyboard, a mouse, a web camera, a better monitor. There are a lot of ways to enhance your computer. Our grand prize today, courtesy of Charles and Microsoft Canada, is a back-to-school prize pack valued at $600. We are going to give this away to a lucky listener. I'll tell you how we're going to give it away in a moment. But Charles, I'd love for you to tell our listeners what is in this prize pack for students. It's worth about $600. Let's hear what it's all about.
Great, Mark. First of all, let me say that we're going to start off by giving away some software. I mean, all the students are looking to be more productive, and we can certainly help them do that through Microsoft Office. We're giving away a copy of the Home and Student Office. And out of all of that, I would pick the OneNote application as my personal favorite. It's literally taking notes, but except doing it on paper, you're doing it digitally. Mm-hmm. And then you could copy, paste, and so forth. It's actually quite a really good, productive tool. The other software we're giving away is Windows 7 Professional in Office, and certainly operating system. I'm sure a lot of folks have heard.
I'm a huge fan of Windows 7.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And then we're giving away some hardware as well. I'm really excited to give away this ARC keyboard. I don't know if you've seen the Mark, but it is really sexy looking. It is really smooth. And you know what? It's wireless. So for those people that, I think a lot of students these days have netbooks.
Right.
And they're finding it really hard to type with a small keyboard.
That's
and what
right.
this allows you to do is actually type comfortably, sitting on your couch, and actually some folks are connecting their PCs to their TV.
That's right. So you can kick back on the couch with your feet up on the coffee table and this ARC keyboard on your lap.
Right, right. Yeah. Really productive. Really quickly, wireless mobile mouse 3500. This is with our Blue Track technology, so it tracks on virtually any surface. And further to that, there's a nano transceiver that you could plug and go and take your laptop anywhere. And then one more thing, HD 5000. Now, this is, you mentioned earlier about using webcam. This is, I would say, probably the most practical webcam that allows the user to have 720p high definition widescreen capture to communicate mm-hmm. with their family and friends.
And even more important than the fact that it's HD is that it has amazing color and contrast, because often if you're in a dark environment, the people you're chatting with can't see you clearly. And it has a great mic as well. Everything is picked up, so it's really key. So it's all worth about $600. It is yours for free by being the lucky person we call back. So what we're going to do is anybody who gets their question or comment about computer accessories this hour is eligible for a random callback just before 1 p.m. Ian Grant, our tech op and screener, is going to randomly pick a name out of the old proverbial hat, call you back, and if you remember today's secret phrase, and don't say hello, say the secret phrase, this grand prize is yours. And you do not need to be a student, by the way, to win it. What is the secret phrase? It is work smart, play hard, win big. And Charles will explain why, you know, why that's a key phrase with this contest, this contest Microsoft is hosting. So it's work smart, play hard, win big. If you say that, you've got that $600 prize pack. Our theme, once again, is hot PC accessories. How do you extend the functionality and longevity of a computer? Well, you do so by upgrading the keyboard, the mouse, the web camera, and other accessories or peripherals. Remember this phrase, folks. Work smart, play hard, win big. If you say that, because we call you back at the end of the show just before 1 p.m., you've won yourself a Microsoft Back to School prize pack valued at $600. We're joined by Charles Chang, hardware manager for Microsoft Canada. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Our theme for today is simply PC accessories. Whether you're a student or you are simply a regular computer user, there are many ways you can extend the functionality and longevity of a computer. So you don't have to keep buying a new one every couple of years. By buying the right add-ons, a better keyboard, a more comfortable mouse, a more powerful web camera, you can keep the same hardware, the same machine, and just extend it by a couple of years. So that's what we're talking about today with a focus on back to school. And we do want to go to the lines, Charles, if that's good with you. We'll start with some listener interaction, and then we'll chat about some of the new products that you guys have coming out this season.
Sounds good.
All right, let's start with Claudette in Markham, who is eligible to win this grand prize. Hey, Claudette.
Hi, Mark.
Hi there.
My son is going to be leaving for university next week, and I want to know what is the best way to keep in touch with him. I heard you talk about before about to use the internet, but to be able to speak to him on the phone. And it's going to be a long distance, but the charges are much less.
Right, absolutely. Actually, they're free, but I'll let Charles explain that.
Yes.
Okay,
hi, Claudette.
Hi.
So I would say probably the most widely used is like Windows Live Messenger, right? Like a lot of people use that to instant message and connect with friends and family, especially overseas. And in this case, certainly your son who's leaving for university. And we mentioned earlier about using webcams. Now they can certainly communicate just using a headset, but I always recommend these days, they're actually quite affordable. Like HD webcam ranges anywhere between, I'll call $49 right up to $89. So for $49, you're actually getting a very decent webcam that you can not only communicate, but you can actually see your son and potentially his friends.
But then I can talk to him, right?
Exactly.
I
yeah.
can talk like if it's like on the phone.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, so Claudette, there's three things you can do with a program like Windows Live Messenger, and that's a free download, by the way, and you'll both need to install that on each of your computers. You can type to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk with a microphone,
yeah.
Or you can use the web camera's microphone. They all have one built in. Or you can video chat.
Okay.
And that's free. If you want to use your landline, it gets a little bit more complicated, but this is something you do through your computer. But you can set up like a ring, so when he calls you, it rings like a regular phone.
Oh.
And you just answer it, and you'll see him.
Oh, great.
And you'll see all the partying going on in his dorm room.
Yeah.
You'll see, like, you know, a bra hanging from the lamp behind him and, you know, a beer bottle on the desk. You know, he won't be able to get away with anything.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm only teasing you, Claudette. Thank you for the call. All right, let's move on to Paul in Scarborough. Hey, Paul.
Hi. Hi, Mark.
Hi there.
Quickly, my laptop, my daughter picked up some of the letters off my laptop, one and two. I want to get a mouse for my laptop, and I wanted to find out, like, which one do you recommend?
Charles, a mouse for a laptop. Does it matter? Is that a different decision than a desktop mouse?
I would say you probably want something slightly smaller, right? Something that's portable, something that your daughter could take with her wherever, if she chooses to work in the library or at home, anywhere she wants to go. So I recommend Wireless Mobile Mouse 3500. We have five different colors. And like I said earlier, they're all trackable anywhere on virtually any surface. And they got a really small transceiver that makes it really portable for mm-hmm. her.
So you plug in this tiny little transceiver into the an available USB port on the laptop. It's no bigger than your fingernail, really. And then you can use the mouse on your jeans leg, like on your leg, on your jeans material. It works, or on a desk or what have you. And then so, you know, also a tip for those who have a desktop, a stationary computer, if they have kids that use it a lot, those laptop mice are great because they're smaller. So they're better for smaller hands. Little tip as a parent of three little ones. We are chatting with Charles Chang. He is the hardware manager for Microsoft Canada. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
We're taking your calls. Yes, you. We're taking your calls about computer... I'm in a really silly mood today. I don't know what's what. We are talking about how to accessorize your PC with functional and fashionable gadgets. We are also giving away a related prize pack valued at $600. It is a back-to-school bundle from Microsoft, which consists of Microsoft Office 2010, Windows 7, the operating system, a Microsoft Arc keyboard, a wireless mobile mouse, a web camera, an HD webcam, no less, and a notebook cooling base, which I'm not sure if you got to earlier.
No.
But that keeps your laptop nice and cool, so you reduce performance problems. All of that adds up to about $600. So what we're going to do is anybody who gets on the air with a question or comment about buying accessories for your PC is eligible for a random callback at the end of the show. If you answer the phone with today's secret phrase, work smart, play hard, win big, you will do just that. You'll win big and you'll win that prize pack. Don't say hello because we're going to have to hang up and go to the next caller. That's how we do it. Now, speaking of that phrase, work smart, play hard, win big. Before we go back to the lines, Charles, you have a big sort of contest that you want to tell our listeners about.
Yes, I do. And actually, this is our second year doing this, Mark. It was something we thought of in terms of, you know what, last year, economic downturn, a lot of people finding it hard to just find tuition money for their kids and so forth. So we put together this contest really to help kids and to help students, basically, as the phrase or the winning phrase goes, we want to help students work smart, play hard, and definitely win big. So this year, we're giving away three grand prizes that's worth $3,000 each, and they consist about altogether about 13 different products. We're giving away netbooks, we're giving away peripherals, we're giving away softwares, mm-hmm. we're giving away some cool stuff that's going to help them, I'll call, soup up their dorm room. So that's the grand prize. And then we also have secondary prizes. We always know that students have a tough time getting some cash to help them with their tuition and books. So we're giving away five $1,000 cash prizes, and all they have to do, including the parents as well. So go online, check out www.microsoft.ca/student contest. I'll say that again, www.microsoft.ca/student contest. Have a look, and you know what? In terms of the cash prize, all the students need to do is write a 250-word essay just telling us about, hey, how does Microsoft help them become better students?
Great.
Yeah.
Wow, that 250 words is not so bad. Certainly a lot shorter than the essays they're going to have to write come this school year. And they have a nice dangling carrot as incentive to do just that. Is that how also they're eligible to win that $3,000 prize pack, or is that separate?
It's actually, once you enter the contest, you're automatically entered for the $3,000.
And
then if you write the essay, you get an additional chance to win the $1,000 cash.
So you randomly pick three people to win the, or is it two $3,000 prize packs?
Three.
So it's random.
Right. free.
Great. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Microsoft.ca/student contest. That's Microsoft.ca/student contest to enter yourself or your kids into this contest to win a great back to school, some cash and prizes. All right. Let's go back to the lines to answer your questions about PC accessories. We've got Joe on the line from Toronto. Hey, Joe.
I just want to know, a netbook versus a laptop for a 14-year-old, and can you put like Microsoft Office on a netbook?
Okay, so this is Mark here. So I'll take this one. A netbook is great for basic tasks. So if your 14-year-old is simply writing, you know, essays, doing some research online, and you know, reading email, it's fine. Especially if she wants something very light and small, because they're affordable and portable is the key word here. If your daughter needs to load software on a disk, and you can get Microsoft Office as a download or on a disk, and if she needs more power. Let's say she likes to multitask. She wants to chat with her friends over Windows Live Messenger while listening to music and doing homework at the same time. You're going to need a laptop for that, because when you multitask, which is, of course, performing a number of functions at the same time, or if you need to run some more, you know, let's say system resource hungry software like games or online video editing tools, then you're going to need a laptop. So you just sort of have to assess your needs and your budget. If your needs and budget are on the lean side, you'll go with the netbook. But if you've got a bigger budget and more demanding requirements, a laptop would be more ideal. Great question. Let's go to Brian in Mississauga. Hey, Brian, you're on News Talk 1010.
Yeah, how you doing there, Mark and man from Microsoft?
Charles. Charles is in charge this hour.
Okay.
How many times have you heard that?
Many.
Okay. My question is, I don't know if there's any peripherals that can help me. I'm running on XP. We bought our daughter a laptop almost 2 years ago, and it's really slow now. And she's her second year of university, and affordability is an issue. And I'm trying to, you know, kind of create a new laptop from her old one. It's not that old, like I say, but it's just slow and everything now.
A lot of teenagers download programs off the internet, and even unknowingly, they often contain spyware or malware, which are sort of malicious programs that lay dormant on your computer. They reside on your PC without you knowing about it, and it slows down performance because it does things like It spies on your web surfing behavior. It causes pop-up windows or hijacks your toolbar or homepage on your browser. It does all these nasty things, and there are ways to get rid of it if you've got antivirus or anti-spyware, which you can download for free from download.com. I would only recommend going there because everything's been tested not to be spyware-free, ironically. If you can't do that and it's still really, really slow, Brian, then what I would recommend is if you have the original Windows disk that you got with the laptop, I would erase the entire computer after you've, of course, backed up everything, and then reinstall Windows fresh, and it should work like new. Then when you've got the budget that can afford you a Windows 7 computer, I would highly encourage you to get that.
Yeah, that's what we're working towards. But also, can I ask, I heard Microsoft has like a peripheral device that will enlarge your space, like to put more stuff on it. Is that true?
Yeah, Brian, I'll take that one. It's Charles from Microsoft real quick. I think any sort of mice and keyboard that you're going to, I'll call, spice up the old PC is going to really help. I mean, all of the Microsoft peripherals work perfectly with our operating software, so you shouldn't have a problem there.
Mm-hmm. Great question. And if, by the way, if any viewers, listeners rather, have questions about how to format their computer, shoot me an email, techtalk@newstalk1010.com, and I'll email you a link that walks you through, depending on your operating system, how to erase your computer properly and safely and then reinstall Windows from scratch. You do need to be a bit more tech savvy than the average person to do it, but it can really make your computer run like new. This show is brought to you by theultimatesteel.ca. Canadian college or university students can get a copy of Microsoft Office Professional Academic 2010 for just $89. That includes 2010 versions of Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, Access, Publisher, and OneNote. Now that's a steal. Visit theultimatesteel.ca for details. We are chatting with Charles Chang, Hardware Manager for Microsoft Canada. Welcome back.
Thanks.
We are taking your calls, asking questions about computer accessories, what to look for in your next keyboard, why you should replace that mouse that shipped with your desktop computer with a better one, what a webcam brings to the table, and an HD one, no less. We're answering all those kinds of questions. If you've got them, we'd love to hear from you. 416-872-1010. Toll free, 1-877-518-5151. Or just call us on your cell phone. It's free. Star 8255 or star talk. And you'll get in on the queue. And not only will you have your question answered if you get on the air, but you're also eligible for a callback. So anybody who gets their question on the air, we're going to randomly pull a name out of that bunch, call that number, and if you answer the phone with today's secret phrase, which is work smart, play hard, win big, then you've won yourself a prize pack from Microsoft valued at $600. It consists of Windows 7, Microsoft Office 2010, a keyboard, a mouse, a web camera, and more. So you do need to get on the air first, though, to be eligible. So without further ado, let's go to Carl in Toronto. Hey, Carl. Thanks for hanging on there.
No problem. I have a question. I'm just trying to find out if I think someone already actually asked this question, but it was whether Microsoft Office would work on a netbook, because I've seen, as looking at netbooks, and it says, I think it does say that there's Microsoft Office Lite or something on there, and you could purchase the license for
Yes, so the thing, Carl, about netbooks is, and I probably wasn't very clear about it earlier, is that netbooks don't come with an optical drive. There's no DVD burner or CD-ROM drive built into a netbook. Okay. You can always buy one as an accessory. An external one, but Microsoft Office can be downloaded digitally from the internet. So as long as it meets the minimum specs of the netbook, you know, there's a lot of netbooks out there, so you want to make sure that you read the minimum specifications before paying and downloading Office, but it should work. You know, it should work without a disk. You just need to download the online version for a netbook. That's one of the downsides of a netbook, you know, in terms of hardware, is that it doesn't have an optical drive. So if you want to load a game, you have to make sure you can download the game instead of popping in a disk.
Right.
Yeah, and another shortcoming on the hardware side of netbooks, Charles, you mentioned earlier, is that they're often a smaller keyboard. Right. They're not as comfortable to some. I know people who have returned a netbook to the store because they did not find it comfortable to type on.
Yeah, I'm actually hearing from a lot of people about that. And that's why I think mentioned earlier about finding an external keyboard. I mean, we have keyboards that range right up to ergonomically tested keyboards. So especially for those who are looking for something really comfortable, there's a variety of Microsoft branded keyboard out there to suit your need. And the one we're giving away today is our keyboard. And this is one that just looks really good. And above that, we actually built in the comfort curve. So it not only looks good, but it actually feels really great.
Great. So we're focusing on students today as it's a back-to-school special. So accessories are ideal, not just to bring along with you, but once you get back to, say, your dorm room, you can then connect that netbook or laptop, and in some cases, a tablet, to a bigger screen, a keyboard, like a bigger keyboard, a wireless mouse, just to extend the functionality of it when you're in one place for a while.
Absolutely.
Okay. Great. Let's chat with Michael in North York, where I grew up. Hey, Michael.
Hey. I just have a question, Ron. With all the different type of webcams out there, which one's the best I can use for my Toshiba laptop? Because I was unlucky enough not to get that one built in.
Yeah, even if you have a webcam built into your laptop, you can always do much better than what's included on the PC. Charles, what do you recommend?
Hi, Michael. So what I would recommend, I guess, first of all, you got to ask yourself, I realize you're saying you do a lot of teleconference, so you got to ask yourself, are you necessarily always on the go? If you are on the go, I recommend the LifeCam, Microsoft LifeCam HD 6000. You can find this at Future Shop and Best Buy. Now, this one here is made for portability. It actually comes with a carrying case. It's high definition, 720p. It's got a built-in noise reduction microphone. So, Michael, I think the HD 6000, if you're always on the go, is the right one for you. And that one is about $69.95. Now, if you're more kind of like using it at home, then I recommend the HD 5000, which is exactly the same, except it's slightly bigger, and both of them fits comfortably with your laptop.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much,
great,
Charles.
Great, thanks.
Charles.
It's all right. Thanks, Michael. Ron could be your middle name. Who knows? All right. Let's chat with Ellie in Thornhill. Hi, Ellie. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. Thank you.
Great. My question for you guys today is, I'm entering the medical profession, and they require you to have like either a tablet PC or a netbook. So I'm wondering what would be better to have, you know, when you're walking around doing your rotations and things like that. What would be easier to use and that sort of thing?
Yeah, great question. I think that if you're using it while walking around, a tablet would be more ideal because you can use your fingertip or in some cases a stylus pen to jot down some notes digitally. And then when you synchronize it with another computer, you're backing up all that data or synchronizing it online with some sort of password protected service. So yeah, if you are, you know, you want to hold that in sort of the crux of your arm, then a tablet would be the way to go. Netbooks are also popular. They've also have great long battery life. And they're very light, but they're clamshell. So you need to open them up and type, you know, with two hands, usually. I mean, I know I've seen people hold it with one hand and type with one hand. You're hunting and pecking the keys, but I would say a tablet would be more ideal for that specific need.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
There, no problem. We expect tablets to be a really big category. You know, right now there's only a couple of big players, but come next year, I think it's going to be a very trendy category, and there's a lot of players. One of the ones I'm most excited about, if it comes out, is this Lenovo U1, it's called. What's neat about it, if you've seen this, Charles, it looks like a regular laptop, but then you pull off the screen, and it's got a separate operating system, separate battery, and it's a tablet on the go. And get this, not only is that a tablet on the go, but that base, that keyboard that's left on your table can also connect to a monitor, and it's a separate PC.
Wow, that sounds awesome, Mark. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't get to see all the great toys you get to see.
I did see that, but I haven't seen it since January, so it's still not out yet. I hope it's not what we call vaporware, where they release a product and it doesn't come out, for consumer adoption. I hope it does, because it's a great idea. It's called the IdeaPad U1 or something like that from Lenovo, formerly IBM.
Yeah.
So neat stuff. Yeah, if you have questions about what kind of computer you should get or how to accessorize it with the right mice, keyboards, or webcams, give us a holler. We've got Charles Chang with us for another 15 minutes. And don't forget, just before 1 p.m., we're going to turn the tables and call somebody back who's been on the air to see if they remember the secret phrase. I'll give it out one last time. Work smart, play hard, win big. And you'll do just that with a $600 prize pack for students or computer users. You don't need to be a student to win. Chatting with Charles Chang, hardware manager from Microsoft Canada. Welcome back.
Thanks.
So we've talked about the ARC keyboard, which is very thin, lightweight, and it's wireless. Hence the name. It is shaped like an ARC. It's slightly curved to help reduce repetitive stress, to help reduce the odds of getting a repetitive stress injury.
Right, and it looks great, too.
It does. And I've been to the hardware labs. I know I've told you this before, Charles. I've been to the hardware labs in Redmond, where Microsoft is based in the U.S., and it's amazing, the labs there and the amount of work that it takes to design and create and test these mice and keyboards. It's not just like, you know, they're importing them from China and throwing their name on it.
No.
This is like some serious R&D.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and we have full-time ergonomists actually working there to help us.
Love it.
It's incredible how much we invest in that area.
All right, let's go to Sunny on the DVP, if you're still there. Hi, Sunny.
Yeah. Hi. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, I have a desktop right now with Windows XP Pro, and I want to use my desktop to full advantage, and Windows XP is obviously getting old, I just wanted to really know what Windows 7 has to offer me, because everyone's like, oh, Windows 7's amazing, because after Windows Vista, everything's all about Windows 7, so I just want to know, because I want to upgrade. So, and I want to use my desktop to a full capacity. So
it's a great question. So in a nutshell, and it's Mark here, Windows 7 is a very stable operating system. It's very lean, like XP, so it runs fast. It's got a wide support for both software and hardware, so no matter what you're going to connect to it, chances are it's going to be compatible out of the box, which wasn't the case, unfortunately, with Vista. It did get better over the years, but 7 just magically works. It's got a lot of cool bells and whistles, like the ability to add one-click icons to the taskbar at the bottom of your PC so you can really quickly open up an application you want. My favorite thing is called snapping, where you hold that Windows button and you just open up multiple screens on your computer and snap them into place. So if you have a nice big monitor, 23, 24 inches, you can maximize that real estate by having a number of windows open. I can go on and on and on about it. It's great for gamers. It's, very secure. So, you know, I haven't gotten anything, no bugs, no viruses, nothing on my Windows 7 machine. So overall, I think it's a great rock solid operating system, and they fixed a lot of the issues that were addressed from, you know, Windows Vista. And, they really, I think they hit a home run there, you know, so, definitely a lot of good reasons to upgrade to Windows 7. And it doesn't have the same, hardware requirements that, Windows Vista had. It's actually going back to the XP days, and it runs even on some pretty, you know, low-end specs, so good stuff there. Let's go to Stefan in Toronto for the last caller before our next break. Hey, Stefan.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good.
Great.
I'm going to university in a few weeks. And
congrats.
I have my laptop. I'm just wondering, what kind of antivirus software could I get that's free or cheap?
Okay, well, my favorite isn't free. It's the Norton Internet Security, which I find a great package, but you do have to pay for it.
Yep.
If you want some free antivirus, there are some good solutions. Go to download.com and take a look at the top 5 most downloaded programs of the week, and you will see that 3, if not 4 of them, are antivirus programs. They all start with A, Avira, AVG, and Avast.
All right.
Whether you want one or the other really boils down to personal preference. I've heard very good things about Avast. I installed it on my parents' machine, and they like it. It's got real-time protection, and it's not just for viruses, but for spyware, which you're more likely to get. So go to download.com. All of those, everything you download from download.com has been tested to be spyware-free. We are talking with Charles Chang from Microsoft Canada all about hardware today. As a back-to-school theme, next week will be our last education-related tech talk. We're going to be joined by Stuart Ackerman, who has an online tutoring service that's pretty cool. He's been on the show once before. I've also written about his company, TutorGiant.com. We're going to chat with him next week, and then it's back to normal. But hey, this is a really key time of the year for technology companies as students head back to the classroom. Let's chat with Lorenzo in Burlington. Hey, Lorenzo.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thanks. And you?
I'm doing well. I have a question about my netbook. I have a Toshiba netbook, and I bought it for my son. It has a Windows Starter Pack 7, Windows 7 Starter.
Yep, that's right.
And I'm finding it very slow, and I want to upgrade to the full version of Windows 7. I was wondering if that would be possible on the netbook.
So the fact that the netbook is slow is not Windows. That's an unfortunate reality with netbooks, is that people buy them assuming they are like a laptop, but smaller, but they're underpowered. They're fine for basic tasks like web surfing and reading your email or writing in a Word document like an essay, but Windows 7 Starter is all that you'll be able to run on a netbook. And not the full version. So I would not upgrade because it will not work on the netbook.
Oh, I see. Is there not enough power to run Windows 7?
Yeah, that's the problem with netbooks is, you know, that's the reason why they're very affordable, is that they're underpowered. Again, they're great for certain tasks. If you're running to a coffee shop and you want to read your email on something that's small enough to fit in your purse or, you know, jacket pocket, then a netbook is great. But if once you start needing to, you know, do more tasks or do more tasks at the same time, you're really going to notice that the performance is sluggish and you're going to have buyer's remorse. So, Starter Edition is the only version of Windows 7 that you'll have on a netbook. And again, the speed is not the operating system. It's the hardware, unfortunately. Let's go to Frank in Etobicoke. Hi, Frank.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on.
Sure thing.
My question is, I know nothing about computers. I was listening to your show, and I was interested in your Windows Live Messenger.
Yep.
My son's going to university, and I'd like to be in contact with him in the webcam, but he has an Apple.
Right. So what I would recommend, Frank, there's no Windows Live Messenger for Mac, so I would recommend chatting via Skype, which is another way of chatting via video on the internet. So
how are you spelling that?
S-K-Y-P-E.
S-K-Y-P-E.
Yeah, it's a free download. And if you're on Windows and you have a LifeCam web camera and he's on his Mac with his webcam or built-in one, you can chat on over that program, Skype, skype.com. All right, let's go to Shane in Guelph for our last caller before we call somebody back. Hey, Shane.
Hi.
Thanks for hanging on.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
The question I have is I have a laptop running XP, and unfortunately I have a a flat screen TV, but it doesn't have a VGA connection, but it's got HDMI. So I was looking for a VGA to HDMI converter, and I know there's a couple out there. Some are 7, some are 1080p. I was wondering if there's any recommendations you have for that.
So it's Mark here, Shane. I have not used a VGA to HDMI converter, but I know they exist. I didn't know that it would retain the HD quality of the laptop. You know, if you were able, because it's VGA out, I didn't think it was capable of HD. But I guess maybe I'm wrong here. So I don't know which one is better than the other. I've seen these products, but I'm afraid I can't really offer you much more than that. You know, which one is best? My laptop, my new Dell, has HDMI out, so I can connect it directly to the TV with audio too, which is an added benefit of HDMI over VGA. All right, it's 12:58, so without further ado, we're going to ask Ian Grant, our very skilled tech op and screener, to call somebody. He's just picking a name, a number here, and just seeing if they remember the secret phrase. Charles, we want to give away this grand prize. This is quite a valuable one, so let's hope they do not say the H word, which is hello.
I hope someone picks it up.
I know the tension.
$600.
Yeah. Come on now. Oh, they're going to be kicking themselves if they see the...
Work smart, win hard, win big.
You got it. Congratulations. We were worried there for a second. Who is this?
Michael.
Michael, you are the winner of the Microsoft Back to School prize pack valued at $600.
Awesome.
Yes. You got it, buddy. Where were you?
My phone is not a good
No problem.
Congratulations,
Congrats.
Michael.
It's okay. We didn't go to the next caller. We put you on hold, Michael. So please talk to Ian about how and where to pick that up. Charles Chang, thank you so much for joining us. Microsoft Canada.
Thanks, Mark. It's always good to be here.
Likewise. It's always great to see you. And please come back maybe in the fall as we talk about great stocking stuffers for computer fans.
Will do.
And for all those students out there heading into the classroom and even more so going away to school, drive safe, fly safe, have a great year, and don't forget technology can really enhance the curriculum. So stay tuned to Tech Talk Online or on 1010 AM for all the latest, or you can visit my blog, sync-blog.com, that's SYNC-blog.com, to download this show, copy it to your smartphone, or stream while you're listening, listen to it while you're surfing the web.